The automaker's troubles have Michigan reeling. That state's unemployment rate is tied for the nation's highest. But even in dismal times like these, people are figuring out ways to make a living. Take Bill Mitchell. He took a buyout from Ford last year and used that money to buy a business he thought might do okay in a tough economy, a dollar store. He's the latest subject in our series, Faces of the New Economy, and he's on the line now from his store, Main Street Dollar. It's in Pinckney, Michigan, just outside Detroit. Mr. Mitchell, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So how'd you get into the dollar store business?
Before I took the buyout, I was looking to go into a business for myself, and I was looking around knowing that I wanted to leave Ford's and happened to see a dollar store for sale, and I went for it.
What'd you do at Ford?
I worked on the door line at Wayne Assembly. I did the door trim around the windows.
How much money did you get, and how much did you end up with after taxes?
About $67,000, right around there.
And do you have to plow it all into the dollar store?
No. I always left the nest egg just in case, you know, the dollar store didn't work out. But it did help. And also, I opened up another dollar store about 8 miles down the road. And that one didn't last but a year. Other businesses around me fell apart. I had 5 businesses in 1 year go out of business.
Oh, my gosh.
And when you don't have that traffic flow, it hurts your business. And with my lease going up, I just decided, you know, I better get out while the getting was good.
Do you make as much money now as you did at the Ford plant?
Absolutely not. But far as my sanity and seeing my family more, and I wouldn't trade it.
When you were offered that buyout a year and a half ago, the economy didn't look quite so bad as it does now.
No, but I kind of had a hunch the way the gas prices were creeping up there a little bit. I mean, nobody estimated it would go to $4. I mean, that was just crazy. But I mean, 4 years ago, when I think gas here was about $1.69, right around that range, me and my wife went to Aruba. And gas there was $4 a gallon. And I thought, oh, my God, if gas ever went to $4 a gallon here in Michigan, I don't know what we'd do. And 4 years later, sure enough.
But this wasn't the only venture that you tried. You did some work with foreclosures.
That was while I was at Ford. I bought some foreclosed homes, fixed them up, and sold them, and invested money into each home and just kind of flipped them as I went, really not using any of my money except for the first one. It was a good thing, but back then the economy was a little better. People were buying some homes. If you asked me to do it today, I don't know if I would.
Did your parents work in the auto industry?
They did. My grandmother worked at Rossinville Fords in Ipsy. My aunt works there now. My mother worked at the Ford plant, so it was definitely a generation step down, you know, for me.
You tell your kids to work in the auto industry?
You know, I think that 10 years ago when it was booming, everything was going good. I mean, in order to get into Ford Motor Company, you almost had, it's like winning the lottery, you know, as far as getting in there. Now, I mean, I don't think anybody would consider wanting to go there.
So is this decision paying off, you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll never be a millionaire being at a dollar store. I mean, but I'm a lot happier. When I was on that door line, everything's just so repeatability of doing the same thing over and over again. I mean, your hands and your shoulders and your necks, you know, I mean, you just start falling apart after a while, you know. I think I'll live a few more years.
Bill Mitchell, he owns the Main Street Dollar in Pinckney, Michigan, outside of Detroit. Sir, thanks so much.
Thank you.